strong, empowered, authentic.
What's up, Ginger Nation? This is Tosh.
This is Darren, and you are listening to the Authentic
Ginger Podcast. Welcome to the Authentic Ginger Podcast. I'm Tosh Taylor.
Hi, and I'm Darren Roach, and welcome to the Authentic Ginger Podcast, Tosh just mentioned. Today in the show, we have Carrie Close. I hope I'm saying your last name correctly. Digital creator, author, realtor, and a mother to three beautiful redheads. Welcome to the show, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. So before we get started, whereabouts are you in the world?
So I live in Maine.
In Maine.
Not far.
Awesome.
Not far.
Yeah, pretty like mid-central Maine.
Awesome.
About an hour from the ocean.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's really cool because, you know, we're all on the ocean then, because I know, well, Tosh, you're on the ocean kind, aren't you? On this, you know, close to St. John down there, there's some water, I'm sure.
No, I'm only about 15 minutes from the Northumberland Strait.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So we're all connected to the water. This is great. Yeah. I like, and by the way, I like Maine. I when I travel to the States, we have to go through Maine to do that. And I believe the 112 is the highway that I have to take, or the 12. I can't remember exactly which one it is. But, you know, Maine reminds me a lot of home here. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you travel much of it, Tosh, but it's quite nice. I do like that that state, if you will. It's huge.
That's huge. Yeah, it is. So, Carrie, let's talk more about you and those three ginger babies of yours. Mm-hmm. So I don't know anything about you. So this is me trying to discover everything. How did you end up with ginger babies? Did you marry a ginger?
Yeah. Dad has red hair. So there's no redheads in my family. So we were really surprised. So the oldest, his name's Emrond, he's seven. He's my stepson. So he's from Josh's first marriage. So Josh, it's really funny, I think, that he had, you know, three redheaded kids with two different women.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was blonde. So it kind of made sense, you know, that they had a redheaded kid. But, you know, so I have pretty dark brown hair. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's my son. I was going to go outside and sit in my car, but it's 20 degrees out and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. No, we don't mind the kids in the background. Typically, nope. Our kids are running through too. So don't worry about it. Yeah.
And so our son, you know, he came out with red hair and we were like really surprised. We're like, cool, I must be a carrier. We just needed, you know, some strong. Josh has like those strong redhead genes. Cause, and then we had my daughter, we were like, we are sure, like, no, she's not going to have red hair. What are the chances of that? And she came out with red hair too. So
that's pretty interesting. I would love to be a fly in the wall sometimes in these situations where where the discussion happens about red hair. Like I wonder what they're going to have. Like I never, like when I had all three of mine, I had to have that conversation because neither my wife or I have red hair. So it was like, what are we going to have this time? And all three of my children with my wife have red hair. And then my prior marriage of mine, he also has red hair. So all four kids of mine have red hair. None of us had red hair. Mm-hmm. So I find it really interesting to be a fly in the wall to go, how does that conversation go? Like, honey, do you think we're going to have redhead babies or like what's going on here? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, in your situation with your husband being a redhead, if I'm doing my math correctly, Tosh, correct me if I'm wrong, there is it's a higher chance. It's more than 50-50 that you're going to have a redheaded baby. I suspect he's a carrier for sure. And you must, I guess maybe you have to be a carrier.
You have to.
Right? Because otherwise there wouldn't. Yeah. So there you go. No, there you go. Any more babies you have, you're going to have redheads.
We did our ancestry DNA and he's like 40% Scottish, which is crazy. And I have like a good amount, like, I don't know, it's like 20 or maybe 15% Irish and some Scottish. So it's like, okay, that makes sense, you know,
somewhere in there. And we had the same conversation in our house because our oldest is a blonde. My husband's dark like you are. And so I was like, well, I'm never going to get a ginger, because I assumed, because his mom kept saying there's no redheads in our family. Yeah. Like there never was any redheads. And I was like, okay, well, I'm clearly a carrier. He's not. I'm not going to get a ginger baby. And then our youngest came out redhead. So I was like, suckers. There is a redhead in that line, and our genes are so strong. It just is so many generations that it takes to come back through, I think. Mm-hmm. Clearly they're strong genes.
When you're doing those tests, I'm curious to know, is there a section on those tests that allow you to, can you actually, is there anything in these tests that can tell you if you're going to have a redhead or not?
No.
Like genetic testing?
Yeah, anything like that. Like,
I have no idea.
Sarah, maybe that should be, I mean, not that it's a big thing, like not that it needs to be there, but for a lot of people who are redheads, it'd be nice to know if they can have redhead babies. You know, so if you do one of these DNA testings.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can. Yeah.
Yeah, there must be a way to find out. I need to check into that. I'm going to mark that down.
Because... Yeah. And so when you're like dating, you know, I'm sorry, yeah, like right. It's not going to work out.
Yeah.
It's a Gattaca. That's the
exactly. So, okay. So you have babies. They're redheads, and they're the cutest little things. I don't know if you have you seen them, Tosh? Like,
no, I haven't.
These kids are adorable, and I've been following you for quite a while. And I'm curious to know, like, when you have young redhead babies, do you automatically kind of go into that mode of these, you know, it's rare. I mean, it's not overly rare, but it's rare enough in the world. Do you start really thinking about what am I going to do to showcase them in a way that says like their hair is beautiful and this, I want to put them out there? Or do you even think about that? Cause I mean, your photos that you take of them are quite stellar, right? I mean, they're majestic. I have to say,
I have to go look.
You're going to have to, and you're going to see what I'm seeing.
I might be able to get one.
Yeah. No, you have a look, Tosh, while I'm talking, because you have to see what I'm seeing. Is it a purposeful thing that you do? I mean, there's one.
Oh, I love it. Hi.
Yeah. Who is this we have on air with us?
This is Zarya. She's my daughter.
She's your daughter. Hi, Zarya.
16 months.
Yeah, but she's super cute.
And
super
it's
cute.
Straight red hair at that. That's impressive. Yeah. I think that's ultra rare. Does she have has blue eyes too, doesn't
they
she?
They all have blue eyes. Josh and I have blue eyes, and they all got the blue eyes.
Wow.
So your husband's Josh.
Yeah.
He has blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he has a killer beard too, I must say. Yeah. Make sure you tell him that.
He's been growing that out.
There you go. Yeah. So what, tell me, take us through that. I mean, did you plan on even if you had other, you know, hair colors of babies, would you have planned to do the same thing? Or do you go, you know what, this is kind of rare, blue eyes at that. I'm going to really put it out there and put it out social.
No, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, they're my kids. I'd take pictures of them. They didn't have red hair.
Same thing.
I think, yeah. Back to your question earlier, if like, I feel like I don't like even need to let them know that they're special, because everywhere we go, people are like, oh my god,
that's
it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Even
want to
touch red hair is really coveted. Like, I don't know. Yeah. So people just are always like, oh my god, their hair is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I'd have to pay so much money to make my hair that color.
Oh my god. Yeah. All the time. Did you get that like right off the hop? Like when your son was first born in the hospital? Like, yeah, I noticed it right away with our daughter and the nurses the second she was born. Oh my god. Like, this is so great. She's got such nice hair. And I was like, oh, can I see her?
The first time we brought my son to see the pediatrician, she looked at me. She was like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
She's like, this is your baby? I'm like, yep, he's my baby.
this is the conversations I love to hear. Hey, eh? Like,
it's
you
so
know,
funny.
It really is, because people just say the funniest things, and sometimes the darnest things, and sometimes the shittiest things. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I feel like I go out and people probably think I'm like the nanny, you know? Right. Yeah. I'm a young mom, so.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
And, you know, our hair color is very different, so.
Right, right. And but when you go with your husband out somewhere, obviously it's like, oh, now we know where it comes from. Like, yeah. Know, it's pretty obvious right there on the spot. So did you have to think anything different? Did you know about redheads in the sense of, has your husband talked to you about any kind of like issues or bullying that he's gone through, and you worry about that with your kids? Have you guys ever discussed Back.
We've never really talked about it, but I do like, you know, obviously, like, you know, I grew up with like, you know, hearing, like, where does it come from? That show I never watched, South Park, you know,
Yep.
that gingers
Right.
have no souls
Yep.
type thing. Or I do, I'll see, like, it was just the other day, my son was watching this like old Disney cartoon, and it had like one of the villains had like red hair, like this old man, he was bald, but he had like red on the sides. And I
Right.
see stuff like that, and I'm like, I feel like that is kind of like a trope of like, you know, like this villain, like redheaded villain. And I don't, yeah, it makes me like kind of cringy inside, because I'm like, oh, I don't want them to see that and like think, you know, because kids are so impressionable.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if the 7-year-old, because he would be in school, right, is if he's noticed anything yet. However, I feel like kids these days, the redhead is kind of seen more as a good thing than it was, like, say, growing up in the 80s for our generation. I feel like he's probably better off. I don't know. Darren, do your girls ever notice anything? I know my kids don't at all.
No, not really. I think they're, but they've also grown up in this company since we started in 2018. So they're now kind of oblivious to everything and more kind of just driving towards it. Like they're just going right towards red, 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 red. And no, I don't see it. My son, who's 23 now, Michael, he had gone through some stuff. So that's you know, that's why the company started essentially is from that basis of his experiences in junior high school. But no, it's real. It's out there still. You know, I Carrie, we talk to a lot of people, and there's a lot of stories that, you know, we hate to hear, but we always put them on because it's important that people can come on and draw from experiences of others to either alter their own experiences as they move forward or whatnot. But it's really interesting, I find, to talk to someone who doesn't have red hair but who has redhead babies, because your thoughts and your you know, I guess anticipation of what could come down the road. I mean, maybe it's likely not, because we're in a, I think we're in a different, you know, stratosphere than the 80s. And but South Park really did, unfortunately, put redheads on the map as being, you know, and they're not the only ones. You know, we talk about mid-century, you know, Jokers always were redheads. So redheads are showcased in a different manner on a lot of ways in a lot of media than other colors of hair. So that's, you know, so that's why I was kind of like, I was really interested to talk to you about this, because you're a mom who has not, who doesn't have red hair, but also someone who does have three redhead babies. And I'm sure that there's conversations that you might have with Josh about, well, you know, what happens if they get made fun of, or, you know, if someone, you know, and I think your response earlier to the question of becoming cringy when you start looking at these characters that you've recognized over the years, that it's, you know, it's possible, right? That it something could happen, and how do you handle that is the question, right? So that's that. So I'm curious to know as well. You're an author. You've written books. I don't know how many. I know just one. Okay, you've written one. So do you have anything in your mind that you would write a story about your kids?
Maybe someday.
Yeah. What kind of writer are you?
I so my the book that I that got published back in March was, it's a collection of poems and short stories.
Okay.
Yeah, and some of it's fiction, some of it's like autobiographical. It's like I wrote, it was all written like before I had kids, so it's like my writing style has changed a lot too.
Right. Yeah.
Everything changes a lot.
That's right.
I've
That's
been
right.
trying to, I'm almost done with my BFA. I'm taking my last class right now, which is an independent study. But last spring I was taking a poetry workshop, and like some of the comments on my poems, like not everyone liked me in my class, because I'm outspoken, and I'm not like in a writing environment. Like I think it's a, you know, it's important to never be, you know, mean. But it's also important to give good criticism. You know, I don't want people to like read my poem and be like, oh yeah, it's so great. Like, no, I want to like be honest. Like, give me like feedback that's gonna help me make it better.
Right.
So I definitely made some enemies of people who just, wanted you to say that their poem was just like so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's one girl, she like would write on all my poems like thanks for ruining childbirth for me. Like, can you write about something different? Like not just like giving birth and breastfeeding, please.
Right. Oh my God. That's, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right.
This is
You
my
know, I
life
didn't love
now.
your screenplay about pirates, but I wasn't like, can you not write about pirates?
Way to ruin pirates for me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Some people.
Yeah,
God.
seriously.
Yeah, like so then you may not have anything in your mind for your kids to write a poem or even a poem. Like I just think it would come from a really interesting place to write something with those children in mind, because if you've got the creative touch behind you, why not? Like it's I've often thought about trying to do that. I'm not a writer and never will be, but I've always wanted to write about my kids with red hair and kind of educate and ups and flows and downs of this story. But I just, it's not in me to do so. Maybe it is. I just jot it down and someone else can write it, but
I think I definitely will. I'm more of a like, things like take time, like writing. Like, I don't really write about anything that's happening in the present. Because, well, if I do, it's more like journaling. And I feel like, that's like emotional stuff that's like therapeutic to write, but not necessarily like, good craft that anyone else wants to read. So I find like I have to like take distance from things. So I'll probably write more about my kids like as they grow. But I do every year for Christmas, we make them photo books,
Yep.
like one for each kid, like with
Yeah.
pictures of themselves. And so I write in those like about like, oh, like Emrin has beautiful red hair like his daddy. And so I do like,
Oh, that's nice.
yeah, they're like 20, 30 pages. And I just started making them this year. I have so much fun with it, but I'm writing about like the origins of their names and
Oh, wow. You
yeah.
know what? That's a great idea. That's people listening. That's a great idea. Especially if you if not especially if you have redhead kids. It can be any color hair. It doesn't really matter. But as because we are a redhead, culture show, I think that's a great idea. In fact, I like that idea. I might even try something like that myself, because
Yeah.
it's what's nice when I think about what you just said. I go back and when the kids are in their 30s, 40s, whatever, how old they are, they're much older, and they look at this, there's inspiration they can draw from that. And depending on how you write the story, however it's written throughout this lookbook or not, whatever they were called, or photo books, I like the idea of having something that the kids can look back on and say, yeah, we really, this is our culture, and I don't know if you know the redhead culture is a culture. I call it a culture because I think it is. It's my mission to touch 271 million redheads in the world and let them know that there's someone up there standing for them. And I know Tosh is right beside me on that too. So it's important, and I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great Christmas idea. Love it.
We tried to get them some toys, but I also like, if you just get them a bunch of toys that they don't play with, like, what's the value in that? And these I know I could probably find a cheaper book, but I use Artifact Uprising is the name of the company that I make their books, and I really like it. They turn out so
Cool.
beautiful. Yeah, and it was so the and they read them. Like we read them like multiple times a week to them, like all throughout the year. And I like to do pictures from our family photo sessions and then like just pictures throughout like that year to like, it's kind of a reflection of like what they've done and how they've grown and like, new things they're doing through the year.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. Also Mike, I love looking back through photo albums, like old family photo albums, and my kids aren't going to have that. They're
You're
gonna
right.
Yeah, everything's digital, and
Yeah.
I like to have both. I always think, what happened? Like, if society collapses, like I'm gonna lose all my photos on my Instagram. It's
Right.
true, though. I'm like, okay, well, my kids have photo albums on Facebook,
Yeah.
so like, that's not
Right.
always gonna be around, I don't think.
No.
And I haven't updated them since they were like two, so.
Yeah, that's not exactly.
That's when I
Well,
stopped doing that. But anyway.
I know. I also read that young children, I think it's like under 10, their favorite word is their name. So I put, I start every page with like their name. I'm like, Zephyr, is mischievous.
So you would say that, you would say that to him.
Yeah, so I write, I like start every page with like, or Emrend
Oh.
is riding his bicycle, Emrend's learning to ride his bicycle, or I like to do funny ones too, like based on the picture. Like one was I like to do their Halloween costume too for each page. So Zephyr was a lion last year, which is funny because his lion mane hair like matched his
Yeah.
hair perfectly.
Yeah. I think I saw
Love it.
that.
So he was like, Zephyr's a lion, roar. And he loves
Yeah.
that page. And he'll always like, roar.
Oh, that's really cool. Man,
That's
what a
a
great
really, I
idea.
want them to grow up feeling like they're special,
Yeah.
absolutely. Absolutely. So Darren mentioned when we started that you kind of have like a lot of job descriptions, right? I was like, wow, okay, so she does a little bit of everything. So can we talk like a little bit more? We were talking about your writing and that you've published a book. You're a digital creator. What do we mean by that when we say digital creator?
I think that's just, I don't know, a title for anyone who's like making creative content. I didn't know this. I recently discovered that like Instagram and Facebook will pay you to make reels.
What?
Yeah, which is kind of like blew
Tosh.
my mind. So, oh, you guys are gonna love this. So Instagram hasn't, you have to be invited. Instagram hasn't invited me to their Reels Play program yet, which I'm a little peeved about, but Facebook did. The beginning of October. And I've been trying to make a reel almost every day. I do, a lot of me, like my kids. And then Josh, we bought this apartment building that we're living in that needs a lot of work. So I've been like taking videos of Josh doing work. And this one of him, like just, whatever, like screw me, my kids. This one of him digging holes has over 1 million views on Facebook right now.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, all
It's
my
the
other videos have like, a few hundred or maybe like a
yeah.
couple thousand, but this one just like blew up and I no idea why.
It's the red hair digging holes,
Yeah, it's like the
apparently.
beard and yeah.
His last few pictures I saw, he was still doing the deck. I didn't see any hole digging.
Well, that was, it was like the first one. He had to dig some holes to put these cement rounds in, which are like the base of the deck. Yeah, and the internet's weird,
And did they pay you well?
Yeah,
So
Tosh. I
so
love
right now
this.
they like, yeah, they track your views and they don't tell you, like, you don't get paid a certain amount of money like per view, but like the max bonus I can make like in a month period right now is $1,200, and so far for November I've made over 400. So, and
Carrie,
that's like, well, it's like just making reels that I was gonna make anyway.
how did you figure this out?
Well, actually, I found out about it a few months ago because a friend of mine on Instagram posted about how she got invited to the program and was like making money from her reels. And I was like, "What? How do you do that?" And she's like, "You have to get invited."
Oh my gosh, Tosh, how are you gonna get invited, Tosh?
Not
Tosh does
sure.
reels all the time, every day.
I know.
But
I need
that,
to kind of
yeah,
look into
well,
it.
yeah, I haven't been invited on Instagram yet, and they don't like, I like, you try to find out information about it, but it's like they try to keep it really secretive. But Facebook and Instagram, I mean, they're owned by the same, Meta. I was reading they're putting like the, just in 2022, they're investing billions of dollars into creators because we're the new like marketing platform. Like, so
That's
Instagram
right.
and Facebook make money based on the more time that people spend on the app because they make money from ads. So they're like, their whole goal is to like, keep you like on the app as long as possible and like keep you coming back to the app. So that's what reels are, like these like addictive, like fast-paced like content that you just like kind of scroll through and then they sneak their ads in. Like, you don't even know ads are ads
It's
anymore.
crazy.
You just like think, because someone was like, oh yeah, I watched a bunch of reels and I was like, we were talking about ads and it was like, he's like, I didn't see any ads. It was like, oh, you did, you just didn't know they were ads.
So
And then
are
yeah,
your kids in
crazy.
these? Are your
I'm
kids in
also
these ones that you're
brand,
doing?
sorry,
All right, no,
what?
that's good. I was gonna say, are your kids in these reels that you're doing as well? Like they're everyone, the whole family's in these reels? Yeah, that's crazy. That's awesome. And you, I'm sorry, I cut you off. You're brand new, you're gonna say.
Just yeah, and now like, and brands also are investing more. It's like this whole like new, like, because no one watches cable TV anymore, right? Like maybe
Nope.
your grandparents. So like,
Yeah.
so yeah, brands invest in you, like what brand do brand partnerships with creators. So you probably see that a lot, like, you know, makeup or like clothes. Like I watch like funny moms who like make funny content, but then they're also like, oh, you can buy this sweater from blah blah blah. Here's my link.
Yeah, link in bio, link in bio. Yeah.
Which, and I know I'm like making fun of it, but I think, and I know like people also are like negative about social media and it's a waste of time or like blah blah. But for me, it's like I think it's pretty amazing if I can spend a couple of hours on my phone every day and like start to like make some money for my family and not have to like do a 9 to 5,
Yeah.
which I don't have any interest in doing because I want to be home with my kids.
Yeah. And I
Good for
mean,
you.
$400 is nothing to laugh at. That's, you
Yeah.
know, for, like you said, for doing what you were gonna do
Yeah.
anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I
God.
love that. I love it. And I'm gonna spend the rest of my day trying to figure out how I can get invited.
Yeah.
I have a goal now. Thank you
Yeah.
very much.
That is hilarious. Hey, I've got a question for you, Carrie. Do you have a question for us about anything redhead?
Oh boy, you should have prepped me for this.
I know, but this is the beauty of the show. We're off the cuff. This is how we do it.
Yeah, so you have four redheaded children. I was
Yep.
reading the pamphlet you sent me about your podcast this morning, so
Yep. I
on a
have
last minute
four.
paper.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
right.
we're the same. I didn't
We're
even look
the
at your Instagram until we
same.
were already talking, so don't.
No, it's because I mean, do you know any facts about the redheads?
Well, I know that, like, you know, there's less of them in the world, and it's there might not be any in 100 years, which is kind of scary.
Well,
It
we
is.
fixed that problem,
Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
right?
We're
That's gonna be no problem.
fixing it, though.
One at a time.
You're gonna be good to you're gonna be not it's gonna be good for you to know that your kids are gonna need more anesthesia than or not need as much anesthesia.
Oh,
No,
yeah.
more,
No, I heard
more.
those. That's so interesting that, yeah, they have like less pain tolerance or higher pain tolerance.
Higher. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, they need more anesthesia.
Yeah, we need I we neither one of my epidurals worked because they didn't give me enough. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's how I found out my first
It's so
labor. Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah,
And
that's
I do
so.
know, I remember learning in school that redheads have like less pigment in their, like the least amount of pigment of like any, like, you know, hair color or whatever. So yeah, like people, like I buy my kids swimsuits that are like full body, you know, they
Yep.
cover their like arms and legs, and I'm like rubbing sunscreen and I'm like, if you don't wear your hat, we're going home. And people are like, oh, like the sun's good for them, like don't be so like, you
Oh,
know,
yeah.
like mean about it, or you know, whatever, like do you have to be such a like harp? I'm like, okay, like yeah, I'll let my kid not wear a hat for an hour, and then you can like take them home
Yeah,
with you and
that's
listen to
right.
them cry about their sunburn and rub aloe on them all night.
Yeah, exactly.
Tosh, isn't that what your mom used to say to you as a kid?
Well, I mean, she'd never say it, but I mean, it was 80s. She didn't realize, and she
All
had two
right.
redhead kids, and had as a redhead mom, and married a redhead. And still, they just didn't. You didn't get it, you know. Sunscreen
Right.
wasn't, but I did always have to wear a hat. I always had to wear a hat. You know what? Something else I learned the other day too, when we're talking about sun, and because you have blue-eyed babies as well, that their eyes are more sensitive. You might know that because you have blue eyes.
Oh, yeah.
But the less pigment in your eyes, the worse the sun is for your eyes as well. And I didn't know that. I actually, in a separate podcast, was interviewing an ophthalmologist, and I didn't realize that people with blue eyes are more sensitive to the sun. I have hazel eyes, so I'm kind of in between the, but people with brown eyes can go far longer without sunglasses than people with blue eyes. So
Yeah, no
when it's
way.
bright,
Yeah. I can't not wear sunglasses outside. I like get a headache like
Yeah.
instantly.
That's
That's
funny. I do
crazy.
too. I do too, because I have blue eyes as well,
Yeah.
and I never knew that. That's really cool.
Yeah,
I'm also
so.
like super sensitive to, sorry, I'm to overhead lights. Like we don't have any in our house. Like I don't know, it just the light, bright lights coming up from above, like just
It's yeah, that's interesting. But I bet you it has something to do with the pigment of your eyes, which I think is kind of neat. These things I'm learning as I become more and more an adult. I'm like, all these things I wish I had known 35 years ago.
Right. Maybe there's sunscreen for eyeballs.
Yeah. It's called sunglasses.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe there's contacts that could do that. Maybe
there might be. There might be if you just started wearing dark contacts. I'll tell you something, Carrie. When my sister-in-law had my nephew, my brother is also a redhead, and their son was quite ginger, but now he's kind of gone blonde. But the first thing that she said to me was, "Why did you not tell me that his hair would repel water?" And I was like, oh, I never thought of that, because we have your kid's hair looks like it's not as wiry.
Yeah, it's very fine right
it's
now.
Fine. Okay, so my hair takes an awful lot to get wet. Like, I have to stand under the water for quite some time before my hair will actually start to soak in water. My nephew is the same, and because he has like a buzz cut, and it just it hits his head and it just gets back off. That was the one question she asked me about having a redhead kid. She was like, "Why didn't no one tell me he would repel water?"
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you like the term redhead or ginger when someone's referring to your kids?
I don't have a preference.
I'm surprised about that. I thought you'd have a bit of a preference. I thought you'd like ginger.
I do. I like them both. I think I like ginger. Ginger baby. Oh my god. Someone commented. This is still my favorite thing. On a post from last summer of Josh wearing Zephyr, in a backpack, and we were hiking through the woods, and then we were like, "Free range ginger 2-pack."
I love it.
That's amazing.
Free range ginger. Oh my god, what a great t-shirt that would be. Range ginger.
Yeah, get on it, Darren. We need them.
That's right. Good heavens, that's amazing. And I wanted to finish off with a question that I've been curious about this entire time with your Instagram account and what you're doing, which again I've marveled at, and I've said earlier in the show how nice it is. What is your favorite color to put on your children? Because you have a theme.
Yes, it's funny if you look at all of our closets, because I'm in charge of the shopping, and it's I don't realize it when I'm buying things, and I'm I I really just buy certain colors. I like these pastel-y blues, and I love them in greens, and obviously I've been buying pink stuff for my daughter because she's a girl. Like pale, I like the pale pink and just all the, paler color, but they look so good in dark greens. So I like to buy them deep foresty green colors.
Yeah, it's a habit, trust me. And their favorite colors will probably always be green, because I know that's mine for sure. And it's also my ginger kid's favorite color as well.
Green is?
Yep. Yeah. And I think it's just, I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is, but if it's just because it looks so good with the hair or the skin for that matter too. Before we wrap up, I wanted to know, because you have mentioned a couple of your kids' names and they're really cool names. So what are all three of their names?
Emrand, my stepson, his name is Emrand, Emerand, which Josh claims that he just came up with, and I guess he kind of did, but I, cause again, for their books, I talk about the meaning of their name, and, I picked Zephyr and Zarya's, that's my son, Zephyr and Zarya. I picked their names for their meaning, and we wanted to go really unusual, I'm Harry and Josh is Josh, and there's a million Joshes in the world, and we wanted them to have different names, which is fun and also annoying when people call my son Zephyr Zephyr.
Oh, all right.
The doctor's office, they're like, "Is a Zephyr here?" it is a real name.
Anybody who is in their, say, 45 or higher should know there was a car named after your son.
Yeah, well, there's the Zephyr, the blimps, and so Zephyr comes from Zephyrus, who's the Greek god of the west wind.
Not cool.
Which I really like that. And then Zarya, I wanted to do another Z name because I thought that would be really cute. And Zarya is in Slavic mythology is the goddess of the dawn.
I love
That's
that.
very cool.
Yeah.
Zarya?
Yeah,
Yeah,
Zarya.
that's a really pretty name.
So it's we spelled it Zarya. There are like, but if you look up that, like the more common spelling for the Slavic goddess of the dawn is like Zoraya, but I preferred A. But there's also like they'll tell you there's like 10 variations of how to spell it because I think, their myths are predating writing, is what I'm assuming why you can spell
Any way you want. Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
many
Yeah.
ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and well, so and Emrind, I did. It's a very old French name. Like I found, like I on Ancestry. Oh, sorry, princess. I found birth records and death records of like people named Emrind. So that's cool. But I can't find a meaning for it, which is irritating. But like
Yeah.
in some like French baby book from the 1800s, it's probably, has a meaning.
Yeah. But good luck finding it. Yeah.
Yeah. You can
Yeah.
make up your own meaning.
Yeah. That's right.
That's
Yeah. Just
fantastic.
make him god of something, then
Yeah.
he'll love it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he will like that.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right.
God of the
That's
red
awesome.
hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
You say hi.
So, Carrie, where can people get all the information about you and follow your family?
Yeah, so my Instagram's Carrie, Carrie dot close, Close.
Okay,
Yeah.
perfect. That's great. And that's this I was so happy you joined us today. I'm going to tell you this because, as I said, I've been watching what's been going on with you guys. I've been following you. Your stories have been kind of engaging all the way through, and the kids and all the red hair flowing around your household. So I definitely want to appreciate I want to appreciate you coming onto the show and taking some time for us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Tosh, is there anything else?
No, I just think that you might be the first parent of ginger babies besides Darren that we've ever had on that wasn't a ginger themselves. So
That's right.
thank you for that. Hi. Yeah.
It is like when you look at us together, it's
Yeah.
pretty stark difference in
Yeah,
me.
there's a
That's
stark
right.
difference for sure,
Yeah.
but she looks like you. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, you guys have a great day, and thank you for everyone listening to the Authentic Ginger Podcast. See you later.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Authentic Ginger Podcast.
Become a part of the Ginger Nation by liking, subscribing, following, and leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. This podcast was produced by Tosh Taylor of the Podcast Hub Productions. Find her online at podcasthub.ca.